Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Rockland County Executive, Ed Day, is asking the president to block anyone from entering the country unless they've been vaccinated against diseases like measles. On our newsline, Quinnipiac University Health Law Professor John Thomas. Professor, thanks for coming on. What's your reaction to this request by the Rockland County Executive?
Well, I certainly understand the reason why he'd make the request. Rockland, of course, is an epicenter for our measles outbreak. I just read this afternoon that we have one more measles case that came from Oklahoma today. Raises the number this year, we're only halfway, not even halfway through, to 880. The all-time record was 1994 of 963. So we are going to have an all-time record this year of measles cases in the United States. In addition, of course, as we know, the Rockland outbreak started with visitors coming in from Israel, and we know a number of other cases, including this new Oklahoma case, involve people leaving the country and coming back and having been exposed to measles outside of the country. So I understand why he would want this. I have questions and some concerns about implementing it, but I understand why he would want this.
Is it legal to restrict people from coming into the country unless they can present some papers that show they've been immunized?
It is indeed legal. We have both the Public Health Services Act, which Congress authorizes the Centers for Disease Control to work on things like quarantine and exclusion. In addition, under that act, the president is authorized by executive order to list diseases on a list of quarantinable communicable diseases. So the president and Congress both have the power to do this if they would like to.
The county executive says the president could either issue an executive order or facilitate laws. As you said, two options there. Which might be more practical?
Well, it's going to, you know as well as I do, getting anything through Congress is an impossibility. So certainly in terms of timing, an executive order. I really wonder about whether this is the right way to go, because there's a much simpler response, and that is just vaccinate your kids here. And almost all of these cases, are, except for the Rockland case, are people leaving the country who haven't been vaccinated and going to places where they have been vaccinated. And let's imagine if we did decide to restrict people coming into those who can demonstrate vaccination. I can't. I actually had measles, but the only witnesses other than myself are my parents, and they're long dead. So I think we're going to have an incredible problem with proof. I can imagine the administrative costs of trying to enforce this. And if you've traveled in and out of the country in recent years, you know that the delays already are substantial for good security reasons. So I think that it would cause more trouble than it's worth. And there's just a much easier solution. Just vaccinate your kids.
Right.
It's only a problem if somebody is exposed to the measles.
Professor John Thomas at Quinnipiac, we appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.